This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm so glad to be here with you today. I have a very special guest for you. Her name is Emma Viglucci. She works with couples, helping them to create their most authentic, radiant, and successful relationships. Emma is a relationship therapist and coach, and also the founder and director of MetroRelationship.com. She's been in the profession for over 20 years, and she's so dedicated to the wellness and success of partners and couple. Welcome to the show, Emma. How are you doing today?
Hi, Mari. I'm doing fabulous. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure entirely. So tell us a little bit about your story of how you came to do what you currently do.
Yes, of course. So the story is that I met my husband in college.
Wow.
So we've been together for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And as such, it created an interest in learning about how to create a successful relationship. I was already super curious about what creates well-being for people who are successful, how do they do that, what makes people tick, like the whole usual thing that people think about when they become therapists kind of thing. But then as I kept going down that path of becoming a therapist and my relationship kept evolving, I became really interested in the well-being of couples, not just the individual.
Right.
And so as young people, as we were growing up together, we had to figure out how to grow up together in a way that continued to serve us as a couple and yet individually, and that's a juggle.
Yes.
So we had to figure out, as we went. And so that, my husband, my relationship, and myself, we are my muse, if you may. So, you know, aside from the education, all the stuff that I create comes from the personal experience as well, professional experience, but also personal.
Right. That's wonderful. You know how high the divorce rate is and has been for many, many years. So having a language, having a marriage that lasts that long is truly a wonderful thing. I mean, it's truly an accomplishment, but you guys worked at it. So I have one question for you. You grow,
sure. Obviously.
You start, you're very young, you know, whatever you are, 20, 22, mm-hmm. so young. And you don't even have found yourself yet, right? So you're growing and the husband is growing. How do you make it so that when you grow, you don't drift so far apart that you have to break apart? I think that's what happens to so many couples.
That's right. That's exactly the thing, right? So as you're growing up, we had to make sure, I want to speak for myself, but I know that it happens for others as well. We had to make sure that we grow in a way that serves us and it still is in alignment with who the other person is and that mm-hmm. serves the relationship, which is not easy to do. You're growing up, three things at once, if you may, right? So just balance, having that balancing act in place. And listen, it's not easy. I'm not saying that we have a perfect marriage or that it's been a piece of cake all these years. We have an amazing marriage, but nothing's perfect, right? And so we had those ebbs and flows and you work at it. That's the point. That's the key right there.
Really good. So what makes you so passionate about working with couples? So, you know, you worked on your own marriage. You're still learning because it's always learning, right? We continue to grow and grow. What makes you mm-hmm. so passionate about working with couples to enhance their relationships?
Well, so I look at relationships as a playground and where the partners are the playmates. And so the passion comes from learning how to play nice and having a good time and having a good time at it. And in that playing, we get to develop and grow ourselves and create something mm-hmm. awesome, whether it's a sand castle or whatever we're creating. That's going to be so fun and we're going to be so proud of at the end. So that's part of it, right? So using the relationship as that playground. That's part of the passion so that then we make the partners better individually and as a whole. Mm-hmm. And also because there is inherent synergy in partnership, right? So in collaborating and being part of something bigger than ourselves. And so within that synergy, now we have bigger bandwidth. We have a larger wingspan. We have more of everything, and it's unmeasurable. So we could have a higher impact in our own lives and also in the world at large. We could create better homes for our children and who are the future leaders of our world. So as a couple, there's so much more that we can do and be and have than us by ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Because when two get together, it just expands. It begins to expand. I love that you say play nice. I think that couples forget that. They, in the beginning, of course, you're dating, you're courting, everything is so nice, maybe getting ready for the wedding. Things get a little stressful. Things may not be so nice anymore. So what's a good way for couples to remember, to remind themselves and to really step into that, just treating each other with love and respect?
Oh, gosh, that's such a beautiful question. I think that the reason why so many couples don't work out is because people don't play nice, right? Mm-hmm. They become so self-focused and so me-focused. What about me? What about me? What do I get? My needs are not being met, that they forget to pay attention to how they're showing up. And if we were to do that more, then the relationships will work so much better. It's not that difficult at the end of the day, right? It's not that complicated. And so that's one of the things, right? So that's one of the strategies, the sophisticated strategy, be nice to your partner. You will get a lot more mileage for your investment there.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes, we forget that. People forget that. And I find sometimes that there's almost like a rut. Like you can get to a place where, for some reason, disappointment, anger, whatever it is, you've been let down. Mm-hmm. And then it's kind of like this rut of not being nice, Have you encountered that, this rut of, I'm pissed off. Now I'm going to be mean. Why do I have to be nice to him? Why do I have to be nice to her? I find that, And so how do you get out of that rut? Because it could be, I found even with myself, you don't even realize it sometimes. You're just stuck in this space. What's a good way to break out of that?
Yes, absolutely. So that definitely happens. People get so disgruntled and so resentful that they don't want to invest. They don't feel like it. And it makes sense. If you're upset, hurt, disappointed, you don't want to invest, right? So it does kind of make sense. But that's exactly what's not to do. Like, that's the opposite of what's needed. So what I teach our couples is that, if you want to continue the relationship the way it is, then continue doing what you're doing. If you want to create change, then you got to do something different, even if it's hard, even if you don't feel like it. Mm-hmm. And so the thing is to shift the mindset about, okay, you might not feel it right now, but at the end of the day, you love this person. They are your life partner with a capital P. They deserve a special space in your heart and in your home and in your world and in your life. Just treat them as such, even if today we're resentful and mad. And even if that's been going on for a couple of weeks or a couple of months or even a couple of years, right? Mm-hmm. But if you keep doing the same, you're going to continue to get the same. So how do I show up differently? How do I give you the treatment that you deserve because of the place that you play in the role that you play in my life and the space that you hold in my heart? And then if I show up differently and if I treat you nice, if I show up with my skills, my best self and all that good stuff, I promise that the partner will respond differently and show up better for you as well.
Mm, I like that. I like that, but it pops a question in my head. Because sometimes you have a partner who doesn't treat you nice or treats you nice sometimes, and then doesn't treat you nice. And so for how long do you continue being so nice to someone who is never nice to you, or he's only nice to you, or she's only nice to you to get a certain thing, but comes back to that not so wonderful behavior?
Oh, lovely. Well, so it depends on your stamina. Right. Mm-hmm. So and by saying that, I don't mean that we want to be a doormat, and I don't mean that we want to enable people to be jerks and mean to us, and
right.
that we want to be abused or anything like that. Right. That's not what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about how to be patient, how to show the way, and how to influence. Now,
right.
if I do that for a period of time, that's enough for me, right? We all have different bandwidths and different time in capacity and all of that. So if mine is whatever it is, and it can't be just, guys, you can't just be a few days or a couple of weeks, right? So if you're going to use this, like, okay, my partner's never nice to me and I need to decide if I'm leaving, a couple of weeks is not enough, right?
Right.
So I would give it at least 3 months before you make a final decision like that.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about regular couples, not on the brink.
Okay.
You just be nice, right? And have conversations if your partner keeps not getting the hint, number one. And number two, if they keep reverting back to being jerky, then a conversation should be had, right? Like, okay, so they might not even realize that they're being mean.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So like, okay, so how do we talk about that? And then set boundaries, have a discussion, like all kinds of things so that they can start showing up differently for you.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. I love all of that. And I have a question to follow that up with. You're talking about an authentic relationship, which, of course, is my favorite conversation, authenticity. A relationship
right.
where I can speak up and say my mind and say, I don't like this. And I didn't like the way you did that or whatever. That hurt my feelings. My feelings were hurt. Let's talk a little
yep.
bit about authentic relationship versus a relationship where maybe you don't even know what it is like to be authentic and you don't speak your mind and you don't share honestly with your partner.
Mm. Well, that's most of our couples when they first come to see us. Not everybody's going to be authentic right off the bat. So, of
right.
course. So two things, Mary. So the first one is say that you are in an authentic relationship and you are able to do those things. Then kudos, you get a gold star. Right. And even if you have all these things under your belt and you're able to show up with your best self, it might still be challenging to be in a relationship because it isn't easy. Right. So even if you are the best person ever and your partner's your best person ever and you have the best relationship ever, it's still going to require investment and focus and
yes.
attention and the right ingredients. So you just do your thing. Now, if you're in a place where you're not in an authentic relationship and you show up like you just said, right, I might not share fully my feelings or I might be manipulative or I might be underhanded or not, or speak with bickering or backhanded compliments or digs and just dirty things that partners love to do,
mm-hmm.
right, not fully owning myself,
mm-hmm.
blaming, pointing fingers, criticizing, judging, all these things. Well, so we have to decide – what kind of person do we want to be, right? So that's
mm-hmm.
first, bring it back to ourselves. Because a lot of times people show up to a relationship in a way that they're blaming the relationship and the partner for how they're showing up. And again, that's backwards, right? So first
yep.
things first, who do I want to be? How do I want to show up? What kind of partner do I want to be? What kind of human being do I want to be? How do I be my best self, my most authentic self, period. Now, if I'm not being my most authentic self, then I'm not going to get good stuff in my life. I'm just not, right?
Right.
So how do I work on creating that? How do I own myself, have my voice, express my feelings? That's the first of the work.
I love that. I love that question. What kind of person do I want to be? What a great question.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Absolutely
yeah.
love that. Because yep. now it's up to me to decide. What kind of person do I want to be? Do I want to be angry and mad and scolding and
right.
criticizing all the time? Or do I want to
yep.
be fun and happy, et cetera, et cetera? We're going to take a break, and then we're going to talk more about that because that's a great question. We're going to take a quick
Love
break
it.
To hear from our sponsors. If you want to call in and ask Emma a question, the number to call is 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
Frustrated by right-wing pundits demonizing award-winning books in the classroom and even in book club circles? Mark Daniel's compassionate and nurturing Counterfire brand title, Weed Out Hate, Plant a Rose, will open your heart and ignite spirits, lifting you out of the social networking bonfire and into a better place. Weed Out Hate, Plant a Rose. Available through Amazon and other online retailers.
Clever Members was an inspiration motivated by deep feelings for my Grandma Ida and Uncle Bob. Unresolved grief can cause depression. The decline of brain capacities can be avoided by the special bond and special communication from the grandchild and the grandparent sharing memories. This provides education for the grandchild and healing for the elderly. Keep them sharp by practicing the exercises in the book to prevent dementia. LoveRemembers.net and BrainSproutsMemory.com.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Emma Viglucci, who works with couples, helping them to create their most authentic, radiant, and successful relationships. So just before the break, Emma had said, what kind of person do I want to be? It's something that we can ask ourselves. I notice sometimes, Emma, that that question can be hard for a person who's never, first of all, never asked them that, themselves that before. You know, I remember when I was really young, what I had learned is in order for a boy or a young man to like me, I had to be who he wanted me to be. Somehow I got that impression, right? If I'm this or like that, he'll like me, you know. A way to a man's heart is through his stomach, all those silly things that we learned as kids, which is the opposite of being authentic. So let's talk a little bit about how to get to the place where you can even ask yourself that question.
Well, so I think that when we assign to ask ourselves questions like that is to notice what's working and what's not working in our lives. If we find that we're constantly getting into fights with people, not just our partner, but other people also. If things don't work in our life, if things break, if nothing ever goes our way, whatever, our life is like a mess. Then it's like, why is my life not working, right? What's the common denominator in all of those areas? Me. So then it's like, okay, so how do I do me different so these things work better? Right? So that's the key to kind of bring it back to ourselves and be like, okay, so I'm the common denominator. How am I going to show up differently or own this thing or do something different or be different or express different or do my habits different? It could be as basic as how am I going to do my day different every day? After I do my day different every day, eventually after a week, like a few weeks, a couple of months, you have a different life, right? So what am I going to put in to create the life that I want and to be the person that I want to be?
Very good. I like another good question. I love all those questions because the questions bring it back to us. I love what you said earlier. We have to bring it back to us. Bring it back to me because we're the ones who are in control of our own lives. No one else is, right? And we're the ones who can make those changes.
Right.
Really great. So what do you think is the main message that you want to bring to the public today, Emma?
All right. So just one more comment before I share the bigger message. Just to piggyback on that question about our authentic selves and how do we create an authentic relationship, the next thing is how do we continue to become who we want to become and how to support each other in doing that, right? How do we stay open so that we could both do that and then we both get the benefit of that authenticity? So that's how you create an authentic relationship at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And so to answer your other question, what's the big message? The message is that people give up too quick. And people are too easy to blame the other partner. And so, again, you don't have to be a doormat. You don't have to enable. You don't have to stay in a toxic relationship. But all things being equal, if you put in the time, you will get what you put in and put in good stuff. And so you can have your epic love affair with your partner. You can have a great human experience. You can co-create amazing things. And the thing is, how do we do it well together? How do we support each other and make it happen?
Nice. I love that. And I love your encouragement. And it's true. People give up too easily, not just in relationships, but just in general sometimes, right? Whether it be business or whatever, you're maybe right on the brink of a change and you're like, okay, that's it. I'm done. And so you never get to that point. So I love that. I love that you encourage that.
Yeah.
And of course, there are things that have to be done. In the first part of the show, you mentioned how you say you have to do something different. I would say to my clients, if you want a life different from what you have to be willing to do something maybe you've never done before. And it kind of scares them, but it is scary because you've never done this before. You don't know how it's going to feel and it's awkward, et cetera, et cetera. Very nice. So let's talk for a moment about how to get a hold of you and all the things you have to offer for couples.
Yes. So the easiest way to get in touch with me is through my website, metrorelationship.com. And people can use the contact form, or if they're interested in trying us out, they could do a discounted initial session by going to the Get Started button, mm-hmm. and they could check out how we work. And the way that we help people is through our successful relationship strategy. It has mm-hmm. 5 key elements to make an amazing relationship. And when people go through the process, they really do have a transformation and they create amazing things.
Wonderful. Really good. Excellent. And you can also find Emma on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. She's already there. Just click on my radio show page and you'll see her with her picture, a link to this interview, and a link to her website. And speaking of this interview, we are live right now, but a recording we made of it right after, so you can spread the news. If you know some couples who are having problems or anyone who needs some help, just spread it and let them listen to the interview. Very good. So is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener? I mean, we have quite a bit of time yet. Is there something special that might be on your heart today, Emma?
Yes. So 3 quick takeaways and then the last thought. So the 3 quick takeaways are, 1, embrace a pro-relationship mindset. Usually we don't think that way. We're very individualistic in the way that we approach our relationship.
Mm.
2, think about creating a relationship enrichment lifestyle. So you constantly nurture your relationship. What you water grows, right? So you want to make sure that your relationship, you nurture it so it thrives. And lastly is specifically do nurturing things towards your partner and the relationship. Give it attention, give it love so that you are able to create what you want. If you just leave it there, it's not going to do anything. So those are the 3 tips, like very quick nutshell tips. And then the last comment is you can create the relationship that you desire, a radiant, authentic, and successful relationship.
Wow. Very encouraging as well. So when you're talking about, I love what you say, you create the atmosphere. That wasn't the word you used, but in your lifestyle, in how you live your life, you have to make room for, a lot of room, big room for your relationship. And I think that's one of the biggest downfalls. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Yes. Thank you so much for that. Exactly. And sometimes it's not about the quantity of time, but the quality. A lot of times partners have time with each other, but they don't take advantage of it, right? So they're not present. They're on their devices. They're doing whatever they're doing. They're not really being present with each other. So it's not so much about a massive amount of time,
mm-hmm.
but being present. And creating time does make sense. A lot of people say things like, oh, there's just not enough time for everything. How do you find the time? You're not going to find time. You have to create time, right? So it depends on how you organize your day from the moment you open your eyes in the morning to the moment you close them out at night, close them down at night. Then you have to think about, okay, where are my touch points? Where can we connect? When can we hang out with each other? And what is that going to look like and feel like? And you create it. It doesn't happen on its own. You have to create the beautifulness.
Nice. Let's talk about the devices for a moment, because that seems to be it was the paper, you know, the guy's reading the paper and it's just not connecting. Now we all have devices that we're all looking at way too much. Let's talk about how does a couple break out of that? Because these things are so addictive, especially when they have games on them.
Oh my goodness. I know you're not kidding. So, there's few things with this one too. So mainly people can create what they're calling screen or device time, free of devices, like detox time.
Right.
So you could go a few hours, an evening, a weekend, a week, right, where there is no devices. So that's just a diet that's recommended for people, for humans in general. So that's number one. Then number two is for the couple specifically, when you create couple time, make sure that there are no devices around. There is couple time to be with each other, to engage doing coupley things. And that could include all kinds of nurturing activities, all kinds of different kinds of conversations, all kinds of different ways of interacting with each other and being with each other and enjoying each other. You don't need to have devices and electronics around for that.
Right.
And I know that that's not a popular advice or suggestion because, like you said, we're all addicted to our devices and people don't know how to connect with each other, how to be with each other. So that's where the investment comes in, right? So how do I hang out with my partner? How do we have meaningful conversations? How do we deepen our understanding of each other? How do we interact better? How do we be with each other? So that's the key. When you make that yummy, you don't need the devices. Then you won't even miss them.
You forget the devices are there because you're interacting with a human being. And so you're being a human being and having fun. And but the thing is to get away from those devices. So like you said, I guess put them away somewhere, leave them wherever so that they're not, because, you know, they ring and they ding and they do all this stuff to distract you, right? Because they're always calling you, but that's
they vibrate on your wrist,
yeah.
All kinds of stuff, right? But yeah, for sure, just put them away, but just silence them, just put them away for a period of time while you're being with each other, you know?
Yeah, I love that. I love that. We go out to eat sometimes. We don't go that much, but sometimes you see couples and they're sitting across from the table and they're both of them on there in their devices. And I'm like, why did you bother to go out to eat? You're getting like, that is so
true. That's a wasted meal right there.
Yeah. So like, that's really crazy. We have about 3 minutes left. Is there something else that you wanted to say to a listener?
I want to say to people to shine their light, to be their best self, and to bring that awesomeness to their partner and to their relationship and to share it and cultivate it. Usually we bring our better selves to the outside world and we don't show up with it so much with our partner or in our own homes. So just be nice. Going back to the beginning of our call today, play nice.
Play nice. I love that. We learned that in kindergarten and I guess we forgot, you know?
We forget. We play nice with everybody else except our partner.
Woo-hoo! Family. That is so very true. But I just love that you use that. Play nice. It just, I don't know, it sounds so wonderful. It's very basic. Like I said, it reminds me of what you learn in kindergarten. It's so very basic, but it's so powerful because it will change your life, you know, in your relationship and in all areas of your life if you play nice. So
you know what's really funny? Like I finish all my sessions by saying to people, be nice to yourself and each other.
Yes. Nice. That's really
right?
Good.
We forget.
Yeah.
We say it for the outside world, not for ourselves.
Yeah, very good. Well, Emma, it's been such a pleasure having you. Thank you so much for being on the show today. And thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Remember, there's a replay of this available right after. Spread the word. Remember to be nice, play nice with each other, your partner and your family members especially, because kind of know how to play nice outside the house sometimes. And make sure you listen to our next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.